The Money Show. The Markets.
Now, I was hoping to talk to Wayne McCurry about another rally in the second day running for the JSE. But towards the end of the trading day, we saw industrials go down even further by more than 1%. That means the all share was up just marginally by 152 points. Financial shares were still strong today, while resources shares were up 2% at one point, but now up 1.5%. Wayne joins us for the market wrap. What happened there towards the end of the trading day when we saw the JSE lose some of that value?
Well, look, there was no particular news that came out. You know, maybe the stronger rand took some value out of the industrials, because all the ones that are down on Naspers, Prosus, Richemont, all the big global companies, you know, they came off a percent or two. But, you know, it's not really that unusual a move. I mean, you don't often get two very strong days in a row, especially when we're waiting now with bated breath for that U.S. inflation number coming out tomorrow.
And what would that mean for an emerging market like South Africa, that U.S. inflation number? We've already seen the weakness in U.S. markets when they open today, with a lot of jitteriness on the market when it comes to that inflation number, but also in Europe as well. But how does that play out in the local market?
Well, for us, it's far more important than anything that's happening domestically. If that number, it's expected to rise just a little bit, but if that number surprises materially on the upside, we're going to see serious pressure on the rand again, and we'll probably see the resource shares give back a lot of the gains they've had over the last short while. And obviously exactly the opposite, if that number comes in lower than expected, we'll see rand strength, we'll see the mining shares go up strongly, but we'll see South African shares go up strongly as well.
The US Fed targeting that 2%. Everybody's speculating on when the cuts will come, and this will, of course, be also determined by that number.
Yes, they are as reliant on data as what we are. They can't foretell the future. You know, if the number comes in higher than expected, don't expect a rate cut in June. If it comes in lower, you know, there's a possibility we could get a rate cut. Rate cuts are coming, though. It's just a question of when they're coming. Because when you look at the inflation number in the U.S., a major component of that is essentially the year-on-year change in the long bond rate as expressed in your mortgage bond and your rental costs as a percentage of CPI. Now, at the moment, they're measuring the current long bond rate at about 4.4% against the base of 3.5%. Now, by June, July, they're measuring the base will be 4.3%. So in other words, that inflation number will go to zero. And last month's inflation, the month-on-month increase, about 60% of that month-on-month increase was this, the effect of the long bond rate being measured against the level a year ago. So it's a very material number, and it's going to zero over the next 2 or 3 months, hopefully.
I think a lot of us as consumers are quite impatient with those interest rate cuts and expecting them when they will be coming. But another thing that I noted from the market from yesterday to today is that industrials have not been able to keep up with the you know, positive trades that we've seen from the financials and resources index.
Well, the financials and resources have been so battered. You know, that's why they're doing well. Look, I mean, take gold shares out of resources, they've done phenomenally well. But when you consider that big shares, Anglo American Platinum, you know, it's down from, I think, 2,500 to 670, and it's now back through 800. So it just shows you how much. But the bank's the same. APSA has been bludgeoned as well. You know, so they're just coming off such a significantly lower base than the industrial. So they benefit mostly, more so than industrials, from any change in sentiment.
All right, that was Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank talking to us about the market playoffs today. Of course, not quite a better day for the JSE, but 152 points the all-share was up by. Financials rebounding from that lower base, as Wayne McCurry was saying, but industrials are struggling down more than 1% on the market.